through without the normal confirmation process in the Senate, which Democrats have said that they would gum up and try to slow down. This would, if Donald Trump got this power, allow him to essentially put anyone he wanted into his cabinet for at least 2 years.
President Biden at Arlington National Cemetery on Veterans Day said it's been the greatest honor of his life to lead, serve, care for, and defend the military. A former Indiana drugstore worker, Richard Allen, convicted of the 2017 murders of teenagers Abby Williams and Libby German in Delphi, Indiana. This is ABC News. Major airlines have canceled flights to Haiti after a passenger jet was shot at as it attempted to land today.
The U.S. Embassy in Haiti is warning of potentially violent gang-led efforts to block travel to and from Port-au-Prince and a pause in operations at the country's largest airport. This comes after a Spirit Airlines plane attempting to land at that airport was forced to divert when it was struck by gunfire 4 times, according to Haiti's National Office of Civil Aviation. Shannon Kingston, ABC News, the State Department.
A flight attendant suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Haiti's interim prime minister took office yesterday as promised democratic and transparent elections. Customers who use the Cash App service since 2018 have until next week to claim their share of a $15 million class action settlement. Users who had their account accessed without permission could file a claim for up to $2,500. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Clear and cold tonight with a low of 27. Crisp and sunny tomorrow with a high of 50. Turning cloudy tomorrow night, low 34. Cloudy and breezy on Wednesday with light rain in the afternoon and evening, high 51. Thursday, cloudy with some sun peeking through later, high 51. And looking ahead to Friday, partly sunny and pleasant, high 55. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are calm and our temperature is now 36 degrees.
WRCO 100.9.
To our veterans, thank you for your service, your sacrifice, and your unwavering commitment to our nation. We honor you this November. This announcement is sponsored by Lime Ridge Ag Supply, Wacker Chiropractic, the Ithaca Lions Club, and Oakwood Fruit Farm.
Valedictorian, I was. up there making new friends. I'm pretty sure you're loving every minute. If there's a golden pond full of fish, I bet you already caught everything in it. I bet you're making everybody laugh with your jokes. I know you're holding nothing but the best kind of hope, shining a light up there with a big old smile. Yeah, and meanwhile, down home, oh, you know mama's still cooking down home grits. I promise I'm working with this guitar about as hard as I can. I met a girl, bought a house, put a nice little payment down home. It's still where my heart is, this down home kid. It's just how you left them, I still ain't that you're gone. I wish you were here, but I hope I'm making you proud, cause I know you're up there. Up in my F-150 on the back row bumping Charlie Pride. Yeah, every song keeps you right here with me. I got a daughter now, I really wish you'd have met. Yeah, she's walking now, but I know you see every step. I wear the number 15 every chance I get. So when you're looking through the clouds, daddy, you can bet they're down home. Oh, you know mama's still cooking them down home grits. I promise I'm working with this guitar about as hard as I can. I met a girl, bought a house, put a nice little payment down home. It's still where my heart is, this down home kid. It's just how you left them, I still ain't that you're gone. I wish you were here, but I hope I'm making you proud, so know you are there. Everything, everything, everything's good down home. Yeah. And oh, yeah. Down home. Oh, you know mama's still cooking down home grits. I promise I'm working with this guitar about as hard as I can. I met a girl, bought a house, put a nice little painted down home. It's still where my heart is. But I hope I'm making you proud, cause I know you're up there looking down home. Down home, down home. You're still missing, you're still missing, missing down home.
Used to dream about buying that bigger house, sitting on top of some hill. Losing sleep about filling my bank account, wondering if I ever will. But the older I get, I just care less and less about keeping up with people named Jones. If you don't fill it up with somebody that you love, it ain't ever gonna feel like home. There's always gonna be a higher high you could chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I've found is I don't live in bigger houses. I can hear the kids making little footsteps, running down the hallway upstairs. I can see the dogs playing in the backyard, through the kitchen window right there. Maybe life's kinda more about a swing on a porch, holding her while the sun disappears. Why would I wanna be anywhere else in the world when my whole world is sitting right here? There's always gonna be a higher high you could chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not. I found is I don't live in bigger houses. For the rest of your life, greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy, little new world in yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. Thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses. The thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses.
I walked through a county courthouse square. On a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, "Your old courthouse is kind of run down." He said, "No, it'll do for our little town." I said, "Your old flagpole has leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it." He said, "Have a seat." And I sat down. "Is this the first time you've been to our little town?" I said, "I think it is." He said, "I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night that Francis Scott Key said, watching it right and say, can you see? And it got a bad rip in New Orleans with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. And it almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag, but she waved on, though. She got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville, and she got cut again at Shiloh Hill. There was Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, and Bragg, and the south wind blew hard on that ragged old flag. On Flanders Field in World War I, she got a big hole from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and low a time or two. She was in Korea, Vietnam. She went where she was sent by her Uncle Sam. She waved from our ships upon the briny foam, and now they've about quit waving back here at home. In her own good land here, she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, and refused. And the government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare and she's wearing thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in. 'Cause she's been through the fire before, and I believe she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning, we take her down every night, we don't let her touch the ground, and we fold her upright. On second thought, I do like to brag, 'cause I'm mighty proud of that ragged old.
That was the one and only Mr. Johnny Cash with Ragged Old Flag on Country and Community for this Veterans Day, and playing a little bit of patriotic music. I've been during my shift tonight. I'll be here till 8 o'clock this evening, and playing patriotic music, that isn't enough to show thanks to the veterans for all they've done for our country and keeping us free. I always feel like there's been a whole lot more it could do, but I don't know if there's enough to show the show them to equal what they've done for us. It's been such a great thing. So thanks again to all our veterans for all you've done for our country, and we salute you. And our time right now is 7:16. Temperature is 35 degrees outside. Yep, it's dropping down, going to get down to 27 degrees, according to Brittany Merlot. But then, you know, the low is only supposed to go down to 34 tomorrow, and then, you know, as we get into Friday, into Saturday and Sunday, 36 and 42. So it's going to be probably the coldest night of the week, but, you know, that can always change. Be sure to listen to WRCO, and we'll keep you up to date on any weather changes, if we have any. From the WRCO Lost and Found Department, lost a cat. Her name is Zara, Z-A-R-A. She is a gray and white Persian cat. She has a collar with her name on it and a purple collar on. She is an indoor cat only, and she managed to get out. So if you find her, give a call to either 608-475-3359 or 475-6066. And of course, both of those are 608 area codes. So be sure to give a call if you can find that cat. And I'm sure they'd be very, very happy if you found her. Just wanted to let you know that going on tomorrow, the Brewer Public Library is hosting a financial goal-setting workshop with UW Extension educator Sarah Kubiak from 5:30 to 6:30. This workshop is perfect for anyone looking to take charge of their financial future and create a roadmap for success. It is free and open to all. Refreshments will be provided. Please register ahead of time by contacting the library at 608-647-6444.
This is a story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over 1 million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
With the cold weather, Napa wants you to be prepared. Get your Milwaukee Heated Tough Shell Jacket and Vest today at Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel. This Milwaukee Heated Jacket and Vest has a new quick heat function that allows you to feel heat three times faster than the previous jackets and vests. This jacket and vest are built strong to last long with Tough Shell Stretch Polyester, delivering five times longer jacket life than the previous soft shell heated jackets. Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel.
Warm up your taste buds at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. They've got delicious homemade soups now available, sold by the bowl or pint. Craving something comforting? Try their chicken noodle or hearty chili, perfect for chilly days. And don't forget the cheesy broccoli and bacon cheeseburger soups for a unique twist. Pair your soup with tasty snacks like mac and cheese bites or pretzel bites with cheese. Utter Brothers is your go-to for delicious homemade goodness. Call them at 608-391-3120 and come on down to Boscobel today. WRCO is celebrating 75 years with a look back at some of our history moments. Started in 1965, this show ran on WRCO each Saturday for over 55 years, hosted by Ray Schrader. Let's turn back the clock now for one of his classic closes.
Well, my good friend and neighbor, that's going to do it for another session of Reminiscing with Ray. From the studios here of WRCO-FM Stereo, we hope you enjoyed the afternoon, and we're looking forward to seeing you. In the meantime, of course, don't forget to join Phil. Again, great shows, backtracking, and those were the days. In closing, well, may the good Lord take a liking to you.
This WRCO 75th anniversary salute to Reminiscing with Ray has been sponsored by Richland County Bank, Walsh's Ace, and Jones Chevrolet.
100.9 WRCO.
One, two, a three, a three.
Got a head full of noise. About 100 different things I'm trying to avoid. I got a mind in the gutter. The trouble on one hand, a beer in the other. Got the windows down and my fingers crossed. Just looking for a brand new way to get lost. Come looking. Feels good, about time. Blue skies ahead and BS behind. Got the wind in my head. Got nowhere to go, so I'm already there. Maybe Moab, maybe the Rockies. Maybe the great soft plains of the hills of Kentucky. Maybe north, or maybe south. I don't care as long as it's now. So long before it was sunny. Got a tank full of gas down the road I'm burning. Can't say I would and I can't say I wouldn't. If I don't come back, don't come a-looking.
Desk said, son, you better get some rest. There's plenty of these sleepless nights to come. I'm guessing this must be your first. You say it's gonna be a girl. You're in trouble, son. It's two against one. But that first time you hear her cry, it'll all become so clear. Dreams aren't just for holding, they are something you can hear. It's the first steps that she takes, the first time you hear her say, oh, I love you, daddy, man, it takes your breath away. Yellow bus on her first day, singing in the Christmas play, jumping in the leaves that you just raised. That's the sound a dream makes. You walked out from behind the desk, straightened up his cotton vest, pulled his wallet out as he sat down. Took a picture out and smiled, said, this one here's my first grandchild. She loves to ride around with Grandpa into town. Just when you think a quiet house a baby, and the dream begins again. It's that means she's gone astray, tears rolling down her face, and she'll say, "Grandpa, can you make it be okay?" Sound a dream.
Just trying to be a father, raise a daughter and a son, be a lover to their mother, everything to everyone. Up and at 'em bright and early, I'm all business in my suit. Yeah, I'm dressed up for success, from my head down to my boots. I don't do it for the money, there's bills that I can't pay. I don't do it for all the glory, I just do it anyway. Providing for our futures, my responsibility. Yeah, I'm real good under pressure, being all that I can be. I can't call in sick on Mondays when the weekend's been too strong. I just work straight through the holidays, sometimes all night long. Bet that I stand ready when the wolf growls at the door. Hey, I'm solid, hey, I'm steady, hey, I'm true down to the core. And I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted up the cost, I know the sacrifice. Oh, and I don't wanna die for you, but if dying's asking me, with honor, 'cause freedom don't come free. I'm
was the late, great Toby Keith with American Soldier on Country and Community at 7:32. Toby Keith was a great performer who supported the troops greatly, and rightly so. So hats off to him. And he's sorely missed and stuff, and I'm sure there's a lot of troops, a lot of veterans around out there, and even current troop members that probably miss him as well, because all the great support he gave to everyone. And just thinking, it's only, 17 days from Thanksgiving. That's coming up quick, so, be sure to get your things ready for the holidays, and looking forward to it, getting together with the family on Thanksgiving, and I'm sure each and every one of you are. So we are drawing close to the holiday season, so be ready, and, coming up, hopefully each and every one of you have a great and safe holiday season when it comes around.
A low of 27 tonight, north to northeast winds, 1 to 4 miles per hour. It will be clear and cold, mostly sunny and quiet Tuesday, a high of 50. 34 Tuesday night, Wednesday 50 with light rain likely in the afternoon and evening. Low 50s Thursday for a high, Friday and Saturday 55 degrees for both days.
And thank you for that forecast, Phil. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the west at 3 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 35 degrees.
100.9 WRCO.
I talk to Jesus just about every night. I call my mama and my dad at least once a week to remember my roots and keep on planting deep. Sometimes I need to step away and get a different view. There's really something to that honky-tonk attitude. It pulls me out of that everyday sinking sand. I feel better.
My pawpaw. with the outlaws. Now I can only sing like I talk, y'all. I like to smoke from my left hand, cranking out, stomping a bar band, firing up another when the song ends, and hanging out here with my new friends. Cause I'm a son of the son of the South, daddy redneck, mama half hippie. Talk how to talk straight, not back from a little white butt, get a whipping. I like catfish cooking on a creek bank, kind you can't find in the city, y'all. I ain't just whistling Dixie. Don't like where I come from. I like a girl from a down home. Even better, not a thing on. Jump in, you better hang on. Fired up when we're long gone. Cause I'm a son of the son of the South. Daddy redneck, mama half hippie. Taught how to talk straight, not back of a little white butt, get a whipping. I like catfish cooking on a creek bank, kind you can't find in the city, y'all. I ain't just whistling Dixie.
WRCO Radio would like to extend our deepest gratitude to our sponsors of Election Day coverage. Your support enables us to provide comprehensive, real-time updates, ensuring our community stays informed during important events. Thank you, Richland Family Prescription Center, Cardinal Rotar, Schultz Mortgage Team, and Walsh's Ace.
2 days past 18, he was waiting for the bus in his army green, sat down in a cafe there, gave his order to a girl with a bow in her hair. He's a little shy, so she gave him a smile, and he said, would you mind sitting down for a while and talking to me? I'm feeling a little low. She said, I'm off in an hour and I know where we can go.
So
football game. The Lord's Prayer said and the anthem sang. A man said, folks, would you bow your heads for a list of local Vietnam dead? Crying all alone under the stands was a piccolo player in the marching band, and one name read, and nobody really cared. But a pretty little girl with a bow in her head. I cried, never gonna hold the hand of another guy. Too young for him, they told her, waiting for the love of a traveling soldier. Our love will never end, waiting for the soldier to come back again. Never more to be alone when the letter says the soldier's coming. I cried, never gonna hold the hand of another guy. Too young for him, they told her, waiting for the love of a traveling soldier. Our love will never end, waiting for the soldier to come back again. Never more to be alone when the letter says the soldier's coming
. That was the Chicks on this Veterans Day with Travelin' Soldier, great patriotic song by them to honor our troops and our veterans, like I say, on this Veterans Day especially. One of my favorites I like to play. It's a little bit longer than a lot of usual songs, but it's one of those songs where I think if it went about 3 or 4 minutes longer, I would still enjoy it. And our time is 7:46. And our temperature, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home temperature gauge, is 34 degrees. So it's getting down there, getting close to freezing, getting closer to that projected low of 27. So keep warm wherever you are. And from entertainment news, for the third weekend in a row, Venom the Last Dance was the number one movie at the box office, collecting $16.2 million in ticket sales in the U.S. and Canadian theaters. Studio estimates released yesterday show Venom fended off a pair of new challengers in the Hugh Grant horror thriller, Heretic, and the feel-good holiday movie The Best Christmas Pageant Ever. Heretic debuted with $11 million, and a good start for the modestly budgeted A24 release, and The Best Christmas Pageant Ever factored in $2.2 million in sneak peek screenings from last weekend to claim a reported opening gross of $11.1 million. Overall ticket sales, however, remain sluggish. But maybe those ticket sales will now start picking up now the weather's starting getting colder and people aren't doing as many outdoor activities. And from what I understand, there's some great movies coming out that's going to be released that's going to be coming up within the next few months. So if you get a chance, be sure to take in a movie. We got the Center Cinemas here in town to go to. And of course, if the weather is nice, they may periodically have some movies at the Starlight 14. But be sure to get out and support your local theaters and watch a movie today.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. As autumn finally sets in, stay cozy with Chet's Apparel. We have sweatshirts, crewnecks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium birdseed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet. We appreciate our friends down here at Chet's, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center, or give us a call at 647-8833.
The snow and cold season is here, and Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric knows how to keep you warm and comfy. Get unparalleled warmth and efficiency with a Woodmaster outdoor furnace. Not only is wood a readily available resource, but it's inexpensive when compared to other fuel sources. And Woodmaster has been building industry-leading outdoor furnaces since 1989. Stay warm this winter with the help of Woodmaster and the folks at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. 1011 Highway 14 East in Richland Center. Call 647-5500.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
WRCO 100.9. It's undeniable that we should be together. It's unbelievable how I used to say that I'd fall never. The basis I need to know. Like a dream come true.
That was Mark Wills with Back at One on Country and Community. Well, it's time for me to wrap things up and call it an evening, and I want to thank everyone for making WRCO a part of your day. I did have somebody call and ask for a couple patriotic songs. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to locate them, and unfortunately, I'm wrapping up my shift, so my apologies on that. Maybe next time I work, maybe I can locate those songs and see what I can do, so my apologies to the person that wanted to hear those songs. But anyways, I will be back tomorrow at 5:20 to bring you the sports report. And then after that, some more great music for you up until the 8 o'clock hour, as usual during this week. And going to be doing this for this week. Next week, we'll be getting back into high school sports again. So we'll be having it where we won't have music quite as long on my shift. But anyways, I was happy to bring you whatever we had tonight. And once again, thank you to the veterans out there for all you've done for your for our country. I know everyone else appreciates everything you have done. And I salute you. And not only the veterans do I want to thank, but I want to thank our current military people for everything you do as well. We appreciate it and our salute to each and every one of you. We will have some more great music during the evening and overnight hours. And then tomorrow morning, Phil Nee will be on with the Light in the Milk House show starting at 5 o'clock. So be sure to tune into that tomorrow morning and enjoy the great entertainment by the one and only Mr. Phil Nee. Okay, to take us up to the top of the hour and ABC News, we have Jason Aldean with Let Your Boys Be Country. Thanks again, everybody. And oh, sorry about that. Thanks again, everybody. Have a great night, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. And please, stay safe.
Let them keep that red dirt on his boots. Make him proud of that little nowhere he's got down in his roots. Let him work in a hayfield sweating for a little summer cash.
WRCO 100.9 FM. Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The jury in Delphi, Indiana, convicted Richard Allen in the 2017 murders of eighth graders Abby Williams and Libby German. Before the verdict was read,
she gave a very stern warning before that no one was supposed to react. But even so, once that first verdict was read of guilty, there was an audible reaction from Libby and Abby's family. Someone said the word yes. And that really was the only reaction we got. Even Allen himself just stared stoically ahead and gave no reaction at all to any of the verdicts.
ABC's Janelle Klein in Delphi, Indiana. President-elect Trump on Monday named former New York Congressman Lee Zeldin to run the Environmental Protection Agency. The Wisconsin Supreme Court on Monday took arguments in a lawsuit over the state's 175-year-old abortion ban. A conservative county prosecutor struggled to persuade